Here's something that should make us uncomfortable. We've been wildly underestimating the creatures flying above our heads. For centuries, we've dismissed birds as simple, instinct-driven animals, beautiful perhaps, but intellectually limited. Then along came discoveries that shattered these assumptions. A cockatoo named Snowball spontaneously invented 14 distinct dance moves to music. Australian raptors apparently learned to weaponize fire. New Caledonian crows manufacture compound tools with the precision of engineers. And perhaps most unsettling, some birds employ vocal deception so sophisticated it borders on identity theft, murdering rivals and assuming their voices to fool entire communities. These aren't anomalies or party tricks. They represent a fundamental misunderstanding of avian intelligence that's only now being corrected. Birds don't think like mammals. They don't need to. With brains structured entirely differently from ours, yet capable of solving problems we'd struggle with, they've evolved cognitive abilities that challenge our definitions of intelligence itself. The mammal way isn't the only way. There's also the bird way, and it's far stranger and more impressive than we ever imagined. Every morning, an invisible information network activates above us. Birds aren't just singing. They're broadcasting threat assessments, identifying individuals, and teaching passwords to unhatched embryos. When danger appears, a human screams, a useless burst conveying only terror. A bird produces an alarm call encoding threat type, location, size, and movement pattern. Other species interpret this broadcast and respond appropriately. The sophistication runs deeper. Some birds possess a syrinx, a vocal organ producing two simultaneous sounds. Budgiegars recognize individuals through subtle call variations. Zebra finch parents signal temperature conditions to developing embryos, triggering pre-hatching adaptations. Superb fairy wrens teach eggs a vocal password that chicks must reproduce after hatching, a security system against parasitic infiltrators. Most intriguing is compositional communication. Japanese tits combine their ABC predator scanning call with their D recruitment call to create ABCD, a specific instruction to mob stationary predators. Change the order, and other birds ignore it. This suggests birds perceive these combinations as having meanings beyond their individual parts, a fundamental property we once believed belonged exclusively to human language. Deep in Australia's forests, the superb lyrebird flawlessly reproduces dozens of bird calls, from explosive whip cracks to delicate chirps. This requires exceptional memory, precise muscle control, and strategic deployment. At least 339 bird species practice vocal mimicry for calculated reasons. Brown thornbills create illusory alarm choruses mimicking multiple species to frighten predators. Mockingbirds mimic crowded territories to discourage competitors. Burrowing owls imitate rattlesnakes. These are weaponized sounds designed to manipulate behavior. The little hermit hummingbird strategy is genuinely sinister. Young males eavesdrop on territory holders, practicing their songs until achieving perfect mimicry. They may then attack and kill the original, assuming his identity through flawless vocal impersonation. Other birds never realize they're interacting with a murderer wearing his victim's voice. Most disturbing is the lyrebird's mating ritual. At courtship's climax, males suddenly switch from beautiful songs to alarm calls, those made when mobbing predators. This creates the illusion of multiple birds responding to danger, triggering a freeze response that keeps the female on the mating mound. They're exploiting fear responses through acoustic manipulation, proof that birds understand cause and effect in deeply sophisticated ways. We've long assumed birds wear wings guided by eyes. Wedge-tailed eagles see 3 to 4 times sharper than humans, and most birds perceive ultraviolet wavelengths through tetrachromatic vision. Yet many birds prioritize hearing. Great gray owls detect rodents beneath 2 feet of snow from hundreds of feet away, using asymmetrical ear openings to pinpoint prey within 1 degree. Australian magpies locate buried beetle larvae by sound, while oil birds navigate through echolocation. Scientists believed birds had virtually no sense of smell, a misconception from flawed 1826 experiments that persisted until illustrator Betsy Bang discovered remarkably large olfactory structures in certain species. Turkey vultures possess olfactory bulbs 4 times larger than their relatives, detecting scent concentrations as small as parts per billion. The most remarkable olfactory navigators are tube-nosed seabirds, albatrosses, petrels, fulmars, and shearwaters, whose olfactory tissue comprises 37% of their brain. They detect dimethyl sulfide released when krill devour phytoplankton, tracking scent plumes across hundreds of miles in zigzag patterns. Through their senses, the ocean emerges as an elaborate landscape of olfactory landmarks, an invisible world we cannot access. Food scarcity drives remarkable avian ingenuity. Herons worldwide master baiting, placing leaves and insects on water to lure fish. Pied kingfishers use bread thrown to waterfowl as bait. The lammergeier carries bones hundreds of feet high before dropping them onto rocks to access marrow, maintaining favorite bone-breaking spots called ossuaries. A select few birds manufacture tools, extremely rare in the animal kingdom. The Galapagos woodpecker finch modifies cactus spines to extract insects. The New Caledonian crow stands as the most accomplished avian tool user, the only non-human species making hook tools. These crows craft elaborate implements from pandanus leaves with methodical cuts suggesting mental images of finished tools. In 2018, researchers observed them creating compound tools, fitting hollow sticks together to reach food, previously seen only in humans and great apes. Some birds may use fire as a foraging tool. In northern Australia, 3 raptor species, black kites, brown falcons, and whistling kites, appear to deliberately spread fire. Witnesses report these fire hawks picking up smoldering sticks from active fires and dropping them in unburned areas, creating new hunting opportunities as prey flees the flames. Matthias Osvath first observed ravens playing when one plummeted toward the ground before dramatically unfurling its wings at the last moment. Ravens rival great apes and dolphins in playfulness, performing elaborate aerial maneuvers including rolls and Immelmann turns. Scientists debate why ravens play. Traditional views suggest play develops vital adult skills, but much raven play involves deliberately challenging themselves with no obvious purpose. When juvenile rats are deprived of play, they don't develop normal prefrontal cortices, suggesting play may be crucial for healthy brain development. The Kea parrot of New Zealand may be Earth's most playful bird. These clowns of the mountains spend hours in social play, from aerial acrobatics to wrestling matches. Raoul Schwing discovered that Kea possess a special warble call that triggers play behavior, essentially the bird equivalent of laughter. When researchers played recordings to wild Kea, birds immediately began playing, regardless of age or social status. Schwing believes Kea's playfulness connects to their remarkably non-hierarchical social system. Unlike most social birds that establish dominance through fighting, Kea rarely fight. Instead, they manage their fluid social organization through play, reminding us that cooperation, joy, and laughter may be equally powerful evolutionary strategies. In northern Mozambique, Yao honey hunters and greater honey guides collaborate remarkably. The hunter's call summons the bird, which leads them to hidden bee nests. After harvesting honey, hunters leave honeycomb wax, a mutually beneficial relationship that's likely ancient. Yet these same birds display a horrifying dark side as brood parasites. Greater honey guide chicks hatch with needle-sharp beak hooks and systematically stab foster siblings to death in total darkness while host parents unwittingly feed the murderer. Brown-headed cowbirds target over 170 species with devious strategies. They destroy host eggs to force nest-building synchronization and use a special chatter call, an acoustic password that transforms young cowbirds' auditory regions. They employ mafia-like tactics, monitoring parasitized nests and destroying eggs if their own are ejected. This sparked a co-evolutionary arms race. Parasites develop eggs that mimic hosts with astonishing precision, while hosts develop individualized egg signatures. Australian fairy wrens evolved to reject cuckoo chicks, so bronze cuckoos evolved extraordinary chick mimicry. In response, fairy wrens teach embryos a family password while still in the egg, special incubation calls containing unique signature notes that legitimate chicks must reproduce after hatching. Despite their reputation as lazy cheats, female cuckoos face tremendous challenges, monitoring multiple nests, timing egg laying perfectly within a 3-day window, and completing the swap in just 6 seconds. Their enlarged hippocampus supports extraordinary spatial memory. Because of this arms race, they've become the world's best birdwatchers, proof that intelligence emerges not from nobility, but from necessity. We've spent centuries seeing birds as creatures of instinct, beautiful but intellectually limited. What we've discovered instead is a parallel intelligence, structured differently from our own, yet capable of achievements we're only beginning to understand. Birds deceive, create, play, mourn, and problem-solve with sophistication that challenges our definitions of consciousness itself. The next time you hear birdsong outside your window, remember, you're not hearing simple melodies. You're overhearing a conversation in a language you cannot speak, about a world you cannot fully perceive, conducted by minds that navigate invisible landscapes and solve problems in ways we're only beginning to comprehend. The bird way isn't inferior to the mammal way. It's simply different, and perhaps more remarkable than we ever imagined. The question isn't whether birds are intelligent. It's whether we're intelligent enough to recognize intelligence when it doesn't look like our own.